In advance of New Jersey Governor-elect Phil Murphy swearing in next Tuesday, Governor Chris Christie today delivered his eighth and final State of the State address. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. Let's make sense of Christie's speech with Dr. Bridget Harrison, professor of political science and law at Montclair State University. Professor, thanks for joining us once again on NewsWorks Tonight.
My pleasure, Dave.
Well, this almost sounded like a speech from someone who's running for office. It was lots of positives.
It almost sounded like Chris Christie back in 2010. And I think that if this were the gentleman who would have stayed in this mode, who would have kept his bipartisanship, his grace, his dignity, perhaps we'd be talking about a different outcome right now. But this was the Chris Christie that I think many New Jerseyans put their hope and their faith in and, you know, really turned to back in the darkest times in New Jersey economically recently, and who seemed to kind of metamorphosize before our eyes into something that we really didn't like.
Certainly validated in recent and indeed the most recent poll, which finds his approval rating pretty abysmal.
Record low. And this is something that perhaps really materialized in the aftermath of the Bridgegate scandal, but was really something that was brewing for quite some time and reflected a dissatisfaction on the part of many New Jerseyans with his tenure in office, particularly in handling the economy, but also the kind of public persona that he had become, rather than one like today. We heard him quoting Tennyson and reaching across the aisle and congratulating some of the Democratic leaders with whom he worked. We saw episodes of him bullying public employees and shouting down constituents on the boardwalk. And those kind of behaviors really led many New Jerseyans to regard him disfavorably.
I believe the closest he came to conceding misgivings was acknowledging that sometimes the office was a lonely place to be. On the flip side, this is what the governor regarded as his greatest accomplishment. Let's listen.
Whenever I'm asked what I'm most proud of in these last 8 years, I say it very simply. It's the days and weeks, months and years since Sandy and the way our government handled it. The results were not always perfect. You know, they never are perfect. But I'll tell you what was perfect. The effort, the compassion, and the focus.
Given a bit to hyperbole, but Professor, do you think that's largely substantiated in the months and years ahead?
Well, I think that he may regard that as his greatest achievement. I think that that's an interesting choice simply because if you think back to that time, that was when he was perhaps at one of the pinnacles of both his popularity, his success, and renown nationally. But if you talk to people nationally, particularly Republicans who are active in the National Republican Party, that episode, the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy, was really viewed by many as the beginning of his downfall politically. That is, his behaviors in that time may have been what cost him the presidential nomination. Many people perceived that his kind of relationship with President Obama and his congratulatory tone with President Obama slighted Mitt Romney, perhaps cost Mitt Romney the presidency, but in any way was viewed as rather treacherous.
Although, might you agree, though, that ultimately what cost him his aspirations on the national stage were A, Bridgegate, and B, his affiliation with Kushner Sr.?
Well, you know, I don't know that primary voters in New Hampshire and Iowa were enormously concerned about Bridgegate. I think that, sure, that perhaps contributed. I think that the biggest thing that contributed to his inability to gain traction was the presence of Donald Trump in the race. Donald Trump out Chris Christie'd Chris Christie. He became the tell-it-like-it-is politician and kind of stole his M.O. and his thunder.
Does the broom sweep clean, or in any sense, does Phil Murphy come in playing off of what was left behind by Christie?
Oh, I think that there are there is no broom in the state of New Jersey. And I think that the biggest pile of dust that Governor Murphy-elect will have to deal with, if we want to carry this metaphor further, is the looming pension crisis. It's costing the state of New Jersey about $10 million a day. It is something that will have to be dealt with. Right now, Governor-elect Murphy has very good relationships with the leadership in the public employee unions. We'll see if he's able to retain those relationships when he's sitting on the other side of the negotiating table.
Well, then we in turn will look forward to having you back no later than next year to assess then Governor Murphy's first State of the State address.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you for joining us. That's Dr. Bridget Harrison, professor of political science and law at Montclair State University.